We had a bleaching event in 2010 in the Caribbean that took off big patches of skin on boulder corals like these. This coral lost half of its skin, but if you look at the side of this coral a few years later, this coral is actually healthy again. It's doing what a healthy coral does. It's making copies of its polyps, it's fighting back the algae, and it's reclaiming its territory. If a few polyps survive, a coral can regrow. It just needs time and protection and a reasonable temperature. Some corals can regrow in 10 years, others take a lot longer. But the more stresses we take off them locally, things like overfishing, sewage pollution, fertilizer pollution, dredging, coastal construction, the better they can hang on as we stabilize the climate and the faster they can regrow. And as we go through the long, tough, and necessary process of stabilizing the climate of planet Earth, some new corals will still be born. This is what I study in my research. We try to understand how corals make babies and how those babies find their way to the reef, and we invent new methods to help them survive those early, fragile life stages.